Welcome to the Martin Bailey Photography Podcast. Welcome to episode 24 of the Martin Bailey Photography Podcast. Last week I talked about using telephoto lenses. Telephoto lenses can be a challenge to use well due to the additional camera shake brought about by the magnification of the lens. Today I'm going to talk about extenders, as Canon terms them, or teleconverters, as most other camera manufacturers term them, and also about extension tubes, which are similar to teleconverters but behave differently and have different applications, so we really should get into those here too. If you didn't listen to episode 23 yet, we basically learned that the longer the lens, the more prone to camera shake your images will be. And I mentioned a few ways we can minimize the risk of this, including the rule of thumb I use, which is using the focal length you're shooting at as the slowest advisable shutter speed. If you are not so confident with this, it might be a good idea to go back to episode 23 first. If you're okay with this, I would say that there's no real reason for you to listen to these podcasts sequentially. Also, before we move on to today's main topic, I'd like to give you a tip I received by mail this week from Dave McKay, or Mackay, from McKay Photography out of Portland, Oregon in the US, which is a great way to practice keeping your camera still while hand-holding. Don says one of the biggest problems is when you push the shutter button. Most people push the shutter button too hard and move the camera, making a blurry picture. This technique is to temporarily tape a mirror on the lens cap and set a strong light, such as a flashlight, in front of you so that you get the reflection of the flashlight on the wall. Try pressing the shutter button and watch the reflection on the wall. If it moves, then you are moving the camera. Practice pressing the shutter button until the reflection no longer moves. Thanks, Don, for this jewel of advice. I'm sure that many listeners will have fun trying and will hopefully benefit by being able to release their camera shutters without introducing as much camera shake as before. So, to get on to the main topic for today, first let's talk about extenders or teleconverters. There are various reasons why you might consider investing in a teleconverter. They are a relatively cheap way to increase the focal length of your existing lenses. This is obviously going to save you money, as you don't need to buy the longer focal length lens. Also, it saves you carrying around the additional weight of multiple lenses. Sometimes you simply want to get even closer with your subject with the even with a longer or a super telephoto lens. Teleconverters fit between the lens and the camera body and actually contain additional lens elements to maintain as much image quality as possible without changing the lens's minimum and maximum focusing distances, as extension tubes do, which we'll get to later. First, let's take a look at shot number 697 on my website. Remember that you can see the photos in iTunes or the first photo on your iPod if you're using it, if you're listening to this podcast on an iPod. But you can also go to my website at www.martinbaileyphotography.com and enter this number into the field on the top page or the podcast page, and then click the orange button to jump directly to the image in my online gallery. You can also navigate to this episode in the list on the podcast page and just click the thumbnails you'll find there. In photo number 697, you can see that I have used my EF 100 to 400 millimeter f4.5 to 5.6 L IS USM lens with the EF 1.4 times Canon extender. I used this lens with an extender to shoot this dragonfly perched on a broken reed stalk in a park near to my home here in Tokyo. I used the extender as I wanted to fill the frame with the subject, as the background would have not added so much to the shot, being just murky pond water. And also, I wanted to allow the viewer to see as much detail in the insect as possible. When you think of shooting insects, you might well think of using a macro lens. But at this distance, a 100mm or even a 180mm macro lens would not allow you to fill the screen with the subject. So the only remaining option to avoid cropping a tiny portion of a larger shot from, made with a shorter focal length, is to get out the long lens and put on an extender to make your image. When you put on an extender or teleconverter, it multiplies the focal length by the number in the name of the extender, in this case 1.4. But if you used a 2x extender, the focal length would be doubled. I shot the last image at 400mm with a 1.4 extender, so that gives me a focal length of 560mm. Remember too, that like me in this shot, if you use an extender with a digital R with a crop factor, you'll need to calculate that in as well. I was using a Canon EOS 20D here, which has a crop factor of 1.6, so the effective focal length was approximately 900mm. The other thing that will happen when you use an extender is you'll lose one stop of light for a 1.4x extender, or two stops of light for a 2x extender. This means that if you use a 1.4x extender with an f5.6 lens, you will have a maximum aperture of f8. If you use a 2x extender with a 5.6 lens, you will have a maximum aperture of f11, which means basically if you are in aperture priority mode, your shutter speed will be twice as slow or doubled with a 1.4 extender, or 4x as slow, or quadrupled, that is, with a 2x extender. Let's use the Dragonfly shutter speeds as an example. The aperture here was f8. The lens's maximum aperture at 400mm is f5.6, and I had the lens wide open. The 1.4x extender forced the aperture down to f8, which is what I shot at. The shutter speed was 1/160th of a second. I was actually shooting in manual exposure mode here, but had I been using aperture priority, without the 1.4 extender, the camera would have set a shutter speed of 320th of a second, which is half the shutter speed. This is because the 1.4x extender has cost me one stop. It is due to this loss of light, or the loss of a stop, and the fact that it was not all that bright a location that I selected an ISO of 400. Also note here that I was using a tripod and not hand-holding. Let's take a look at one more example of an image shot again with the 100 to 400mm lens, but this time with a 2x extender. Take a look at shot number 575 of a Japanese white-eye bird. This is actually not a great example of the multiplication of the focal length, as I was actually using a focal length shorter than the last example shot, because I shot this before I bought the 1.4x extender. It was shot at 520mm, which is actually 260mm with the 2x extender attached. This was also shot with the 20D, so the effective focal length with the crop factor is 830mm. A quick reminder here, but if you look below the shots in my gallery, you can see all the camera settings, and you can see that for this shot the aperture is set to f11. This time too, the lens aperture was set at 5.6, but the 2x extender forced an aperture of f11, which is two stops smaller than f5.6. We can also calculate what the shutter speed would have been had I shot this at f5.6. We can do this by first halving the final shutter speed of 1/640th of a second to get 1/1250th of a second, which is one stop, and the same as that we'd lose for a 1.4x extender. And then having halved that again, we get 1/2500th of a second, which is two stops. This is the light, the amount of light you use with a 2x extender. Again here I was using ISO 400. In this example, note that I was hand-holding, so I needed a shutter speed fast enough to eliminate camera shake. Even with the image stabilizer turned on though, at 1/640th of a second, some of the shots of this white eye were blurred and unusable, emphasizing the advice to shoot in bursts when I mentioned in last week's episode, I think, that shooting in bursts will help to give you a better chance of getting one or two shots that are good, even if a few are unusable. This is especially important when your shutter speed is less than the effective focal length you're shooting at. One other very important thing to bear in mind is you lose autofocus with some combinations of camera and lens with the 1.4 and the 2x extenders. I've not looked into this for Nikon users. Sorry about that. I know that there's a lot of you out there. But for the Canon extenders, you basically need a widest aperture of f5.6 for autofocus to work. This means that the 1.4x extenders will give you allow autofocus, often with the center focus point only in most cases. But if you use them with a lens with a maximum aperture of f4 or wider, the 2x extender will work similarly if you use it with a lens of f2.8 or wider aperture, that is. This is because f4 becomes f5.6 with the 1.4 extender, and f2.8 also becomes 5.6 with the two stops of a 2x extender. Note too that there are certain combinations of extenders and lenses that work and some incompatible combinations. The same goes for extension tubes, so to find out if your expected combinations are compatible and to see what autofocus limitations you'll have, you really need to check your lens's instruction manual before deciding on what you buy. One other thing to bear in mind, so it really goes without saying, is that depth of field also becomes much shallower as the focal length of your lens increases. Of course, depending on how far away your subject is, that is. I talked about this a little in episode 23 as well. I also just wanted to note that there is nothing difficult to calculating the depth of field when using teleconverters, as it follows the normal rules that apply for that focal length. That is a 300mm lens with a 2x extender and an aperture of f8 has exactly the same depth of field as a 600mm lens with an aperture of f8. One last thing on extenders before we move on. With regards to actually buying an extender, there was a discussion started in my forum last week in which Wayne Grant from Connecticut, USA, mentioned that he'd purchased the 1.4x extender or teleconverter without question. Wayne considers it a must-have for telephoto prime lens work or the 70-200 f2.8 lens and other fast zooms. But the 2x extender is more optional, a later addition to your kit. I couldn't agree with Wayne more, although I actually bought the 2x extender first. A little bit contradictory here. This is basically a flaw in my thinking, though. I used my mum's advice when, my mum from when I was very small used to say to me, if you're going to have one, have a big one, which is basically, what I did. I decided if I was going to pay roughly the same amount, which is what they are, it costs the same here in Japan at least for a 1.4 and a 2x extender, I just figured that if I was going to pay the same amount, I'd just go for the biggest I could get. And I didn't realize at first that the 2x extender has far fewer applications. Most occasions, it's just too long. So I do totally agree, especially having bought the 1.4 afterwards and using that as well. I agree 100% with Wayne. If you're going to buy extenders, go for the 1.4 first. It's almost a must. And then if you find that you can handle that, you can then add the 2x extender to your arsenal afterwards. So, moving on to the other topic I wanted to briefly cover, and that is extension tubes. Whereas we use extenders or teleconverters to increase the focal length of the lens without affecting the minimum and maximum focusing distance, extension tubes enable you to shorten the minimum focusing distance so that you can focus on subjects much closer to the lens. It's important to note, though, that the maximum focus is also greatly reduced, often to the point where the lens cannot realistically be used for anything other than very close work while the extension tube is attached. The degree to which the focusing distances are reduced depends on the lens, though, so again you'll need to look at your lens manual to see the focusing distances with the available extension tubes attached. Sometimes you'll find that the lens is just not compatible, as with extenders or teleconverters. Sometimes a zoom can only be used in the telephoto range and not compatible in the wide-angle range, things like that. Most of the time, as far as I know, you will retain autofocus with extension tubes, which is handy, but I do find that for most very close work, switching to manual focus is better anyway. Canon does two extension tubes, the EF12-2, 2 as in Roman numerals, and the EF25-2. The number in the name indicates the length of the tube in millimetres. Nikon, I believe, also does an 8, 14 and 27.5mm extension tube. There is also a very competitively priced set of three extension tubes from Kenko that includes a 12, 20 and 36mm tube. I personally only own the EF12 extension tube, and one shot with this fitted between my EOS 20 and the Canon EFS 17-85mm EF, that's EFS as in the short lenses, the digital only lenses. And the shot on my website is 601. If you want to take a look at that. Actually, with this combination of lens and body, the focusing range is incredibly shallow. And very, very close to the front element of the lens. I recall that I actually end up getting pollen on my protector filter while shooting this. It was shot at f5.6 for 1/200th of a second, and the ISO was set to 100. You can also use extension tubes with a macro lens to enable you to get incredibly close to the subject that you, if you want. This is something that I want to experiment with more in spring this year, so I might well have an update for you at that time. And that's about it for teleconverters and extension tubes. Once again, I hope that this has been of some use, some help. Remember that you can contact me with feedback or requests via the contact form on the podcast page at www.martinbaileyphotography.com or with private messaging via the forum if you're a member. With forum members now up to almost 200, it's becoming quite a lively place to discuss photography-related issues at all levels. So if you're interested, come along and register and join in. Of course, registration's free and it just takes a moment. I'm always interested in hearing your views too, and you know, we have a great crowd in the forum there, so you know, I look forward to hearing from you. Have a great week and happy shooting. Bye-bye.
This has been a Martin Bailey Photography Podcast.